Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Shotokan Karate, the ancient Japanese martial art of self-defense. Come to the Dento Takina Dojo, the headquarters of the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203, Bronx, New York. Learn traditional Shotokan karate from certified black belt instructors from the U.S. and Japan. Kata, Kumite, and Culture, official training center of the New York Guardian Angels. Kids, teens, and adult classes available. Call 917-383-8787 for more information. Dento Takina Dojo, headquarters for the International Karate Do Association, 381 Canal Place, Suite 203. Call 917-383-8787. Come get your karate on.
The Martial Arts History Museum is the first of its kind in the world, and it only exists with your support. Give generously to the museum and always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio.
That's right, Michael Metzger, to always listen to Sidekick Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, to the Martial Arts Talk Radio program. I'm your host, Danny Venna. We're on the air live tonight for 30 minutes. Today is Wednesday, January 9, 2013. It's about 11 o'clock at night, Eastern Standard Time. I'm broadcasting live from North Carolina. Welcome, everybody. Our first shout-out goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman, the host, and his co-host, Sensei Timmy Prisk, with MMA Corner. And that show is on every Wednesday at 12 noon and every Sunday at 6 p.m. And to speak to the host, you can use area code 347-237-4818. Shihan Alan Woodman is probably still on the other program. We had a show tonight that we were invited to. It's called Modern Combat Masters, Blog Talk Radio, Martial Arts Show Hosts. That's the name of the show that aired tonight. I'll be copying and pasting that link so everybody can hear it. The quality of martial artists on that program tonight, as well as on Sidekick Talk Radio today with Frank Dukes and some of the other people that called into the show, what's happening here, folks, is that we're creating a forum. Sifu Alan Goldberg was on the program tonight. I mean, we just had an amazing forum for some of the hosts of talk radio, on Blog Talk Radio, discussing a lot of different things. One of the things that I'm going to ask all the listeners to do is, when I copy and cut and paste this link, take the time to listen to the program, because what transpired tonight may be an opportunity to give our seniors, our masters, what they've asked us to do, and that is to create unity and harmony throughout all martial arts. The list of martial arts instructors and hosts that were on the program tonight were describing some of the teachings of Moses Powell, Doc Powell. Now, the relationship between Doc Powell and Ed McGrath go all the way back to the early 60s. Obviously, when my sensei opened up his dojo in South Jamaica, Queens, most of the students that came to that dojo were from the area. And out of that dojo came some of the, I want to say the leaders of our school. Now, I have a few callers, so let me just introduce them. One second. Hold on. Okay, so I have a 405 area code and then a lot of ones. So who's the 405?
How are you, honey? This is Daryl Sergeant.
Okay, Grandmaster Sergeant. And then I believe all the ones is probably Sheehan Woodman.
Yeah, because I'm number 1111111111, brother.
All right, I got it. You're number one. I got it.
I will be right back. I just have to answer something real fast.
Yeah,
right. Well, let's do this. Let me just finish this point about the relationship between Doc Powell and my sensei, Ed McGrath. The reason why I was so excited to be a part of the program tonight was because I was exposed to the teachings of Doc Powell at a very young age. Knowing that the legacy that man has left all of us, if you're a martial artist, you would want to know what, you know, the teachings of that man, only because, as I said on the program tonight, the architecture was so unique, the timing, the accuracy, and then when he put a joint lock on you, forget about it. So I just wanted to say that because any of my listeners, any of the people that I now take this link and blast it out there, it's imperative for them to know that my sensei was, as I said, when he opened up his dojo in South Jamaica. If anybody knows New York City, South Jamaica was a very, very tough neighborhood. Some of the students that came out of that dojo, Malachi Lee, Richie Bell, Joe Burgess, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I don't want to waste a lot of time talking about that, but what I want to say is that because Sensei went to South Jamaica in Queens to open up his dojo, what he pulled out of that neighborhood, the talent, the raw talent that he pulled out of that neighborhood, that he gave the gift of Ishinru to, and then coupled it up with all of his friends. Sensei had a lot of friends in the martial arts. All different disciplines, all different styles. I mean, Sensei didn't segregate just because he was an Ishinru stylist. Oh, well, you know, I'm Ishinru. So, you know. No. Sensei was more like, again, a sponge. He hung around people like Don Nagel, Peter Urban, and you just had to see. You had to be there to see it, to see the interaction between these men, and then the admiration that each one of the men had for one another was just so unique, so special. I just thank God that I lived during this time, that I was exposed to these men. Okay, so, Alan, tell me.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing here, man? I mean, you are stirring up the pot. I mean, really, man.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
I mean, you are like, my grandma used to say, in Italian, I won't say it in Italian, I'll say it in English, everything you touch turns to gold.
What? No. Except for my bank account. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean all of us then. I mean the people that group of martial artists that you're bringing together, that it's so special. At 53, not much excites me. But I'm really excited about this. This is, you've sparked something really special here. And I cannot say enough about you, man. I mean, really.
I'm hoping. That's, you know, that's, I tried, you know, I really don't, and I'll be honest with you. I know you have a short show, but, you know, I'll let you do the most of the talking here today. But I really don't know what people think of me or how they see me. I don't know how, and I'm being straight out honest, I don't know how people take me or accept me or don't accept. I don't know how they do it. I don't know what it is that they see. Maybe you can tell me. You know, I personally don't know.
I will. I will tell you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
the knowledge that comes out of your mouth, and the way you deliver it because it's delivered in a very soft way. Like you're not conceited at all. You don't seem to be like, you know, I'm the shit. All right,
because I'm not.
Deliver it in such a way that you're very humble, you're very knowledgeable, and of course very enthusiastic. So that sincerity comes across to us. I just met you, Alan. I don't know. But I can tell that when you and I get on the deck, what's going to happen there is magic, man. Because No. Look, I don't pat myself on the back. I'm a nobody, all right? But I have this gift.
Same here.
I have this gift of, I believe this is Greg Melita. Yes. Greg, welcome to the program. But believe that when you and I finally meet face to face and we get our gig on, what's going to happen there is going to be unbelievable. I'm telling you. And that's special about you, Alan, because you have that way about you, your knowledge, and that comes across, man. I mean, look at what happened. Look at the experience we had today, you and I. The work that we did in our community today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been nonstop, bro.
That's what it's all about. I told you, you know, from the beginning, that's what I'm about. I'm not about me, because
right.
I'm nothing. I'm nothing in the universe to martial arts compared to all these other people that are out there. I'm nothing. I am the smallest infinitesimal little piece of nothing. You know, I'm just trying to bring any of the experiences that I've had that I can share, any of the small, tiny gleams of wisdom or ideas that I have learned in my, you know, short relative experience, you know, that I can give to people, you know, I'm happy to do it. That's what I'm here for. So, I don't know.
Unbelievable, Alan. I'm telling you, what you've done here is a wonderful thing for the community. And please, Grandmaster Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
What's your take on what you think, Alan? I mean, am I off base here?
Daryl, hold on. Don't cuss. It's on the radio.
Well, I mean, I've really just got a chance to start getting to know him. Last night really was our first time to even have an in-depth conversation. And so what I find is that, number one, he is very humble, but number two, he has a depth of knowledge of a variety of different art forms that will allow for somebody to be able to grow no matter what it is that somebody's looking for. So what I appreciate is that he's looking to help others. We talked last night about some things and where he would be willing to assist me to grow. And so I find that as somebody who is in the spirit of what Dr. Powell shares, each one teach one, to reach back and to help others come up and to grow and to expand. So far, I mean, those are the things that I can definitely say. Those are the personal experiences that I have from him.
And that's
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Matt Sergeant. And you know, I'll be sending the check out. Don't worry, it won't be late.
Make sure it's a good amount.
Know what I'm saying? Because you can only buy press like that.
Now, since you just joined the program, please tell the Grandmaster who you are. Greg Melita.
Yes, Greg. This is Greg Melita. Just want to say I got 1% on my phone. Just wanted to call in and say today was awesome on Sidekick Talk Radio. I'll jump back when I get home, if I make it home in time. But, amazing listening to the history and about to be a part of it, definitely.
Thanks for being on.
Well, then I'll tell you, that young man, Greg Melita, has been a loyal student. He is part of my senior deshi. He's a close friend. He's a close family friend. He's a martial art competitor to the core. And I don't care what martial art, he's like a sponge. You give Greg something to do, and I don't care what art it's from, he'll take it apart, he'll put it back together, take it apart, put it back together. He's an extraordinary martial artist. And I want to thank him for all the years of service, serving Soke, Tatsuo Shimabuku, Don Nagel, Ed McGrath, and all of the other seniors in the Ishin Ryu system. Thank you, Greg. Alan Goldberg is, he was on the program tonight. He didn't really say much because he was letting us all talk. But I want to say something about that martial artist.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, he's an unbelievable martial artist. He does a lot for the community. And he's very humble about certain things. He's very outspoken about other things. But one of the things that you cannot overlook when it comes to Sifu Alan Goldberg is his martial arts ability. Thank you, Sifu, for all of the years of just hard work, putting your head down, getting the job done. No matter what obstacles in front of you, you either go around it, go under it, or just go right through it. So thank you, Sifu, for all of the years of all the hard work that you've done for all of us.
Awesome. Hey, I wanted to, Hanshi, I actually wanted to say something. I actually have been requested at a couple locations, one and that are very close to you. I was actually asked to do a seminar in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and also in, it's in North Carolina. I think it's in the northern part of the state of North Carolina, so...
Oh, I'm in Wake Forest, which is about 18 miles out of Raleigh.
Okay, yeah, I think it's near Raleigh, I think is what the deal is. So they wanted me to come down and do some seminars possibly here in the next few months. So if I'm down there, you know, make sure that we connect, and I'll make sure that we, you know, stop by and if nothing else. And, of course, you're always welcome to come. I don't know what I could possibly teach you, but if you want to come and hang out at the seminar, please do that. You know?
Hold on a second. I happen to be a sponge, too. I've been around some quality martial artists of different disciplines, and I am always learning. I learned from my white belts.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm in the business all my life, and I learned from my white belts. Okay, so what you have to offer me, Jihan,
yes,
is not only martial arts techniques and means and methods and what I'm telling you, the day that we step on the deck together, they should videotape that because what's going to go on is going to be amazing.
Are you going to hit me? Man, that just sounded like a threat. Y'all heard that, right?
Well,
that would be, I'd like to be there as well. That would be just a great day right there.
Well, Greg knows how I play. Greg knows, you know, all about me because he is one of my students and he knows what I'm all about. And he knows
it's the ability to take things at face value. You know what I mean? Whatever you're learning, you know, I think that's very important when whatever style you're learning, take things at face value, meaning, you know, don't let other things be
stop
an influence to the learning process, you know?
Right. And that's why, you know, it's such a wonderful meld between two human beings when you see Greg and I together. And then you see, you know, some of the other students watch us. You know, they're like in awe, like, look at these guys, man. You know, and I have a love for martial arts. So, and so does everybody on this program. So, you know, I can only imagine the day you and I come together as two individuals and start to touch each other in a way that is related to martial arts, please.
I want to say,
That's right.
I was about to get worried. I was about to get excited a little too, but you know, I'm glad you said martial arts. That's great.
Biden said martial arts. yes, we're going to have a wonderful relationship together because I can tell you've come through the martial arts, you know, in your way. I've come through it in mine, and what we've come away with is many years of experience. Yes, but That gift of knowledge is just, that's what excites me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't wait. And I know it's coming.
Well, we're trying to reach as fast as we can.
All of us that on that, all the hosts that were on that program tonight, if we can all organize what was mentioned on the program tonight, which is a seminar, a workshop, whatever you want to call it, if we can gather those martial arts together and we can put our talents in a room and in a forum, hands-on now, I'm telling you, we will set some precedents, because you had a lot of different disciplines on the wire tonight. And when you put that type of talent together, just like Sifu Allen Goldberg does every year, and look at what he gets out of it. So now, in our own little way, if we can try to, you know, put that together, I mean, my dojo's open, I'll get a school, I'll get a gym, I'll get a church, I don't care what I got to get. But to get those people together in a room and get them working, oh, my God.
Yeah, almost like the open deck day we had since back in 2004.
Yes.
Well, can I make a suggestion? Darryl, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I just, you know, I want to make a suggestion that, like I said, you know, I am never, ever the type. I hate putting things off, man. If I swear to God, if I could do it tomorrow, I'd say, okay, let's do it tomorrow. But I realize an event like this takes some timing and planning with everyone's stuff. If we could start looking at a schedule now and do something, I would love to help put that together.
Well, if I recall, you said March was a little light for you, right?
February, March. March is a little light, but unfortunately, I think the only problem there with March is that because it's almost the middle of January now, that only gives us actually, you know, a month and a half or so to really get something together. I think we need to go off a little bit more. I think I'm going to be back from India probably in May, and then I have the Legends of Hall of Fame. So I think between May and June, probably that might be a better time for me. I don't know, but what do you guys think?
I will be in Upper Marlboro, Maryland in June, the middle of June. If anything,
how about the beginning or end? How about the beginning of June, possibly?
That could work out. That'd be fine.
Or end of May.
The end of May, start of June should work out fine.
Okay.
Right.
End of May. Beginning of June. Okay. How about you, Hanchi Veda?
I will open up my schedule.
All right.
I will open up my schedule. For something as monumental as this, to be able to be a part of bringing these people together, I will do what I'm very good at organizing.
Oh, good.
I work with engineers, so engineers are very, very methodical in the way they do things. So, I'll do the work. You guys tell me what you want me to do, and I'm a good soldier.
Now,
so,
I need to know how far can people travel? Because I know you're North Carolina. I'm in PA. Darryl, you told me where you are, brother. I forgot.
I'm in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're the black cowboy. I forgot.
Yep, that's it.
And I know Timmy Tripp
is
in New
Seattle.
Jersey. That's right. Rosita's in Seattle and Bob's in L.A. or outside L.A., Riverside area. I'm trying to think of some place that we could kind of more or less get together. How about now you had some other guests on your show. They're on the East Coast as well. They're like in the New York area, I think, aren't they?
Yeah. Soki Hassan is in New York. Fraquan is not a black belt, but he is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm thinking is I think because the majority of us are on the East Coast, maybe we can have you guys come out to the East Coast a little bit.
I think that would be fine. I think that if we can, like, buy a airport that we know is kind of international,
where
all of us would be able to just fly into that, you know,
that
bigger airport. I think that would be great. Even if we did something, I don't care about North Carolina. That's fine. Or if we want to come up a little bit where it's like halfway, down to New York.
Somewhere in the middle between everybody, actually. Not necessarily closer to me or to them, just somewhere in the middle, basically. But it has
maybe,
to have
maybe
a
PA. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, that Pennsylvania's where I'm at, but you know what? I would love to put this. I would love to help put this together. Possibly even help fund it if we can do that. I used to, you know, of course, I don't know if you guys know, I used to promote the Masters in Action events back in the day. You know, so I've put a few shows together.
Masters in Action in New York with Alan?
No. That's the Action Hall of Honors. I used to do events before he did his was mine.
Okay.
Alan will tell you.
Okay.
It's actually mine was from 93 to 97.
Uh-huh. And where was
that? Actually, we had them mostly on the West Coast. We're all on the West Coast. They were either in Riverside, San Diego, Los Angeles, and then we went back to San Diego again the fourth time. And we had everybody. We had 1,600 people over a 2-day event at the last convention we had. And we had everybody. So, and I don't think, I'm not trying to do something that big, but if we could get maybe, I'll be honest with you, if we can get maybe 100 or 200 people together, I think that would be awesome. And let's have like a whole day, like a seminar day, like during the daytime, we'll do seminars with everyone who's there. And then maybe later on in the afternoon, early evening, we'll do a dinner and maybe an awards thing and you know, just give some awards to some deserving individuals who've shown the dedication and the art and stuff like that and promoting the stuff. And, of course, it's a really good promotional material for our own shows and radio shows. And I think between all of us, I'm suspecting that between all of us, to be honest with you, I'm thinking we could I mean, right there, we have kind of access to 50,000, you know, sets of ears.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, so, on the radio, and then with
right.
upcoming events, if we
right.
are able to lock the information in and find a location, then when I hit to New York and teach out there, then I can start banging it out there at that event. And then
right.
Hassan, Soki Hassan, he is like kind of like in with the tournament promoters. So he's able to get to a lot of different people. To share
yeah.
with them the information. So you never know, even in the Maryland and D.C. area, we have Sanukis schools. And
right.
as he is the president, I'm the vice president of the family of Sanukis. So we
right.
would be able to probably have some constituency come and support as well.
And maybe possibly get a venue.
That's
yeah,
not a problem
yeah.
if we want to move up into the Maryland area. I can probably make that happen tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I don't care where it is. I don't care where it is. I will go. I will make it happen.
Okay. Well, then, what do you feel
yeah,
about that, Sean?
Brother, if you can arrange a really good venue that we can do it all at, then I'm down. You know, you don't,
okay.
don't ask
I'll
me
get
twice,
started
but.
On that tomorrow for you and see if I can find some place in the Maryland area, at least you have the BWI to fly into, and it's only about 20 minutes to a half an hour away from the location where these guys are at.
Cool.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. Yeah, I could do that.
All right. And you're talking about what month again?
We're talking maybe the end of May or beginning of June.
Okay, I'll see what they say on that. Being that they're bringing me in the middle of June, we're able to swing it.
Yeah, maybe we could do it 1 week ahead, and you can kind of do both, you know, stay over another week and just do your seminar.
Okay, or I'll just try to see
get
if we can tie it in. But if Maryland doesn't work, then I'll try to I'll work on a couple of different places where we have people
right.
over there and see what we can do.
That's right.
Yeah. That sounds great. If you know, for everybody that's listening, you know, Haji Vena and Master Sergeant and I know Greg, if he's still on the line, what have you.
Yeah.
One big thing is that, you know, of course, we're putting an event like this together. You know, funding is important. So if you know of avenues that we can resource some type of funding to you know, to gain this the location for the advertising, for the promotion, for the dinner, for the awards, for the whole setup, you know, make sure that, you know, we stay in contact with, and let's, you know, do something with that. I can put some money in, you know, and make it and help make this happen. But, you know, of course, help is always good.
Right. Let's see what the price is going to be for the venue.
Right.
And once
that'll
we do that, then we know what to work out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get on the phone. I'll start asking for sponsors. I'll talk to some of the businesses that I do, you know, work for. I'll try to raise as much money as I can and be, you know, I'll do my due diligence is what I'm trying to say.
Awesome. If we can, I'll be honest with you, if we can just nail down the venue and date over the next 2.5 weeks.
Right, right.
We can promote it at Allen's event, huge. And I actually have a couple of schools in the Maryland area that I know Christine Bannon quite well, and also Dave Shepard, who has a school there in Maryland. We can Rhode Island and Maryland, if we can, you know, there's some big groups up there that I'm sure that we can attract toward this event as well. And might even be able to get Christine at the event. That would be a good name, and possibly a few other people too. So I'm sure I can pull in some, maybe, you know, I'm pretty sure if we could arrange it, I'm sure Frank would not mind coming in to that event as well.
Okay. All right.
Frank.
All right.
So there
all
you
right.
go.
I will get on my part tomorrow and
thanks,
see what I can do.
Great.
You're the man.
Nah.
Move in a shaker, Alan. You had said I don't like to put things off. And look at what just happened.
No, man. I can't, you know, I can't put things off, brother. I can't say that enough. I can't put things off. You know, I'll tell you about the last event I did was a year and a half ago. I had just come back from Japan, and I went to meet Grandmaster Estalia. And even though we were having some huge differences, and Master Sergeant and I were speaking about that last night, was that, you know, it did not stop me from my goal, which is in five weeks from start, from conception to event. We did a Masters in Action event, and we had over 100 people attend for the seminar and the dinner banquet. We had Eric Lee there, Dan Inosanto, Jeff Imada, Joe Miller, George Wilson, you know, and I of course, you know, I'm always, you know, cashing in favors that people owe me, so it's always helpful. But you know, yes, sir.
I wonder if Mr. Dukes will come.
You know, I think if we could arrange it, I think if we could arrange it, maybe even just, you know, pay his ticket, you know, to and from, and a hotel room, I'm pretty sure we could, you know, I could talk him into it without a problem.
Well, I just dropped the seat because I'd love to have him there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Frank. I'm sure Frank could come. You know, I'll talk to him about it, and as long as his calendar, so you know, and the so.
And Greg, let me ask you.
So,
do you think you could maybe drop a few seeds, you know, up there in New York, and see maybe if you can do a little bit of cultivating?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I could talk to a lot of different organizations and I'll see what I can do, without a doubt, for sure.
Well, we'll certainly keep you in the loop, brother, and we'll give you the information as it becomes available. As Shion said, once we nail down the venue and what that costs and the date,
mm-hmm.
now we have some targets to really attack, because now
yeah.
we have it locked in, and we'll know
but
what those are.
Where is he in New York?
Greg is in Islip Terrace, Suffolk County, Long Island, New York.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Long Island. Yeah.
Long Island. Okay. Okay.
I actually have a couple of groups. I could probably get to sponsor. I'm sure Alan would not mind helping to sponsor the show after his event is over, and also Combat Factory Gear. They've been very supportive with the stuff I've done in the past, and I'm pretty sure they could throw maybe some funding and also be a sponsor a booth there for their line of equipment. So I'm sure I'd like to probably throw their name in. I'm sure Rob and Lena would want to be a part of this event Absolutely. So, of course, Sidekick Publications will be there. We'll make sure that we're there and sponsoring the event as well. So, that's a couple of sponsors already on the hook. I'll talk to Kerry Tagawa. Kerry and I go way back. Actually, we worked on Mortal Kombat together, but we didn't meet there. We just did the film together in different parts. And then we worked on Planet of the Apes together. That's when we first connected. And then we were friends, really tight last year. So I'll talk to him directly, and maybe, you know, I think he's going to be on the West Coast, on the East Coast for a while. So I would like to say I could probably get him to the event as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. That sounds good.
So that we can get some big names to draw people in to help pay for the event as well. That's kind of the primary focus there. You know.
All right.
Got
in the next couple of days, I hope to have a state and that person working on the venue. So within that week, I can have the price and see what we need to come up with for the down payment.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Thank you, sir. If there's anybody else that, you know, you'd like to have or come, or if you know, again, collectively, if we combine our energies together, which is, you know, what we're talking about on every show that we do, is about becoming a community and communicating and helping one another and supporting one another. If we collectively come together, I am positive we could get enough funding, and we could certainly get enough of a draw from the public, general public, to come to the event, and we have plenty of ideas and ways to market and advertise and promote it, and you know, so I think it could be a real easy go, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
well, again,
thanks,
I have Alan Woodman on the program, I have Grandmaster on the program, I have Greg on the program, and collectively the minds that are just here, just the four of us. Once we, you know, sleep on this tonight, and, you know, we put our thoughts together again and again and again, I believe you, Alan. Yes, I think that we will definitely make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
I will talk to Restita and to Guru Bob and to Soki Hassan tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure that they would be willing to do it. We just have to make sure that they can get into wherever it is that we're talking about. And then I believe that the constituency that we talked about tonight will be started. You know, you're talking about Shihan, with any of the four art forms that you wish to teach. And then Hanchi with the Ishinru.
Oh, absolutely.
About
Sanusis and Filipino arts from you, and I mean, that'd be awesome.
And then Soki Hassan with his with the Sanukis Rue.
That's
and
right.
The Restita has the Kaju Kembo plus the Tai Chi,
yeah,
and Kung Fu, yeah. Guru Bob, I know, does the Filipino arts. I'm not exactly sure of the other arts, but I know he has a variety of different art forms. And then, of course, Seafood Allen, don't want to forget him.
Wing
if he
Chun,
chooses
yeah.
to come on down, then you have the Wing Chun, too. So we have a good portion of some different art forms to give people an opportunity to share.
Yeah, I could I could talk to my instructor, too. He's a fourth down in the Helio Gracie lineage. I can get him down there. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be
awesome.
That
sounds great.
Now, here's the other thing as well, is that at Alan's event, I'll be making lots of, you know, I'll be talking to more people like Jason Lau, who's in Atlanta as well, and some other, you know, top-rated martial arts guys, like the jiu-jitsu guys. This year, the jiu-jitsu guys are just permeating Alan's event this year. So maybe we can get Dan Severn maybe to come in. You know, this is all, of course, you know, in respective of, you know, talking to them and making, you know, getting a commitment from them firm if we're going to promote them at the event. But I'd like to have your initial ideas. What do you think if we can offer them table space to sign autographs and make money, either books, DVDs, signing autographs, whatever they want to do, sell T-shirts, you know, for them. If we pay for a room for two nights and their transportation to and from the event, I'm pretty sure we can get pretty sure we could get like Dan Severn, Alan Goldberg, Frank Dukes, probably one of the top jiu-jitsu guys. I'm pretty sure I can get maybe even one of the Gracies, believe it or not.
Great.
We kind of have a hookup with one of them, so and maybe a few other people that again, you know, all the guys, you know, we really want. I'd really like it to be in honor of all the things that we do. So, taking the lead from Master Sergeant here, it just makes me, every time I say that, I just makes me feel like I'm in the Army again. So, I'd really like for all of us, to be honest with you, I'd like for all of us to be paid, not necessarily to be there, but our transportation and our hotels should be taken care of to the location.
That would be awesome. Yes, that
for
would be
each
great.
One of us. So we have, well, here's the thing. I think that's important because I think if we do this event, I think it's really important that that not be an issue as to why we can't arrive or can't be there, is that, you know, funding. Because I know money is tight everywhere. It's money. It's tight for all of us. I know that. So, but I think if we source that into the funding of the show,
right.
You know, and then again, collectively fund it. However, whether through sponsorships or donations or, you know, whatever, you know, my money, your, you know, if you can afford $25 and you can afford $10 and, you know, I can throw in maybe, you know, $500 to $1,000 or something, that kind of thing. And, you know, take all that money and say, okay, this is what we need to pay for. We need to pay for the venue. We need to pay for some advertising, which I can do a lot of the print advertising. I can actually manage for next to nothing.
Okay.
Obviously, because I'm in the printing field. That's what I do.
Which so, reminds me real quick.
Yes.
Shihan, Jimmy Frist told me that you know how to write in kanji, and I'm looking to make new Q rank certs as well as Don.
Oh, sure.
Certs, and I'd like to use your talents to be able to write the kanji the way I need it, the way Mr. McGrath wants it, but he knows how to say it in English. He doesn't know how to write it in kanji, so I just want to see.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Anything you guys need, I'm always here for you guys, so if it's within my you know, abilities, I'm more than happy to help out.
Thank
Great.
You for that.
Great.
Yeah, so we really have, we now have a direction. We now have some tasks that we have to do. And once we get all of the information compiled, what
mm-hmm.
we do is then start to delegate the responsibilities outward. So, our Grandmaster Sergeant, once you get the numbers on the venue and then, of course, the...
And no pressure, Daryl. So you know, seriously, if it doesn't happen or can't happen because of date issues or money issues, you know, don't worry about it. Just say so. You know, just say, hey, you know, we can't get it, or it seems rather expensive for the venue, whatever. You know, so you know, we can just move on to the next step. Or if
right.
it's convenient and the money works out, then we can go forward with that, and we know what we're dealing with. So.
I'll get a couple of different prices for a couple of different venues, and that way we can
awesome.
We can collectively come up with the best choice for it, and that way everybody will be in agreement, and everybody will have their voice heard and be happy. So I think that's probably the best way that we can make that happen.
Awesome,
fantastic.
Thanks for the cooperation, Grandmaster.
Thanks, guys. I know we ran. I know we ran way over on your show again.
Yeah, that happened. We're up to 50 minutes already. So.
Yeah. Well,
this
I'll let you guys go.
this will all be put out there. So I'm sure we're going to get cut off any minute now, but guys,
y'all should have cut me off a long time ago. I'm telling you right now.
Thank you very much for calling into the show tonight, taking the time. We definitely planted some.